Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is September the 8th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ezekiel chapters 40 to 42. The importance of true God-centered worship. We read in Ezekiel chapter 40 verse 4 like this. And the man said to me, Son of man, look with your eyes and hear with your ears and fix your mind on everything I show you. For you were brought here so that I might show them to you. Declare to the house of Israel everything you see. About 573 BC, the prophet Ezekiel was given a vision of the city of Jerusalem and the millennial temple. In the 14th year after Jerusalem was captured, Ezekiel was taken up and set on a very high mountain. He was shown a vision of the city of Jerusalem and the millennial temple by a man whose appearance was like bronze. The prophet was commanded to fix his mind on everything he saw and to declare it to the house of Israel. According to some Bible scholars, Ezekiel's temple will be the final temple to be constructed. The new temple will include the traditional outer courts, the inner court, the main building, adjacent buildings, outer walls, and the altar. The fact that Ezekiel would spend so much space describing the temple indicates its importance. Some interpret this prophecy as an exact blueprint of a physical temple to be constructed in or near Jerusalem during a future millennial period. Others see this prophecy not as a blueprint but as a vision that stresses the purity and spiritual vitality of the ideal place of worship and of those who worship there. To us, the New Testament believers, this vision speaks to us about the importance of God-centered worship. The Bible scholar Warren Risby has compiled four factors that should constitute our true worship from his book, The Best of Tozer. Number one, there should be boundless confidence in the God we worship. Our concept of God should be clear as we approach His throne of grace. Number two, there should be a genuine appreciation of the excellency of God. We should see His greatness as we worship Him. Number three, there should be a sincere fascination of the beauty of God. When we try to comprehend the splendor of God, we will be struck with astonished wonder. And four, finally, there should be true adoration in the God we worship. We will pour out our love and adoration as true praises of God rises from our hearts. Let us worship God only in the proper way that He desires from us. As we read in John chapter 4 verses 23 and 24 like this, But the hour is coming and now is when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth.